Hi everybody, I'm Clayton. Welcome to A Plus English.
Hello everyone, I'm Millie. And today we are going to talk about a very special animal. And now I will have Clayton guess what it is, okay?
Okay,
so Clayton, what am I?
I don't know, a person with big glasses?
No, it's an animal.
Oh, right. A kangaroo?
A kangaroo? 袋鼠? No, it's a very cute animal.
Oh, cute. It's a dog. Dogs are really cute.
I'm sorry, wrong again. Okay, I'll help you in Chinese. In Chinese, it's called a cat bear.
Oh, it's the panda.
Right, it's the panda. So today we are going to learn about pandas.
Oh, okay, sounds great. Everybody, let's have a look at today's lesson.
Meet the panda.
Reading A.
It has black rings around its eyes, but it's not because it doesn't get enough sleep. It also moves very slowly. Is it tired? Not at all. Meet the panda. It's so gentle and soft that everyone wants to hug it. In the past, Chinese kings even kept them as pets.
Millie, when you were being a panda, why did you do this?
Well, this, right? It's because pandas have dark rings, black rings around their eyes.
Oh, okay. And a ring just means a circle. So pandas have circles of black hair around their eyes, and the rest of their faces are white.
That's right. 所以这里的 ring 呢，它是一个名词哦，它指的呢就是圆圈的意思哦。所以有时候我们会在树上看到一圈一圈的，叫 the rings of a tree， 它指的就是年轮的意思哦。那 ring 呢，它当名词还有另外一个意思，就是戒指。So for example, today I'm wearing a ring.
Very nice. Now sometimes people get rings around their eyes when they don't get enough sleep.
That's right. So you see, last night I went to bed very late. Can you see my dark rings?
Oh, you didn't get enough sleep.
对，所以睡眠不足的时候呢，我们会有黑眼圈。那黑眼圈呢，就是 black rings.
Right. So when you don't get enough sleep, that just means you need more sleep. Now here's another example of don't get enough. The rice didn't grow.Because we didn't get enough rain.
没有错，这里的 enough 或是 enough 呢，它是形容词，叫做足够的的意思哦。所以呢 ，didn't get enough something 就是没有足够的什么东西。比如说 ，I didn't get enough sleep， 就睡眠不足。那刚 Clayton 呢讲的那个句子 ，the rice didn't grow， 那就是稻米呢种不起来。为什么呢 ？Because it didn't get enough rain， 因为雨水不足够的意思，不充足。
So pandas also move slowly. This means that they move in a slow way. They don't move fast.
对，这里的 slowly 呢就是副词，是缓慢地、慢慢地的意思哦。那它通常用来修饰动词。But do pandas move slowly because they are tired?
Not at all. It's just that they don't want to waste their energy running around.
没有错，这个 not at all 就叫做一点也不。所以呢，如果人问你说，哎，你喜欢这部电影吗 ？Do you enjoy the movie? Then you can say not at all. I don't like it at all. It's not good. Okay, so Clayton, is it any trouble for you to explain the next sentence?
Not at all. It says it's so gentle and soft that everyone wants to hug it. So the panda is gentle.That means it's very kind, it's nice, it's not dangerous.
好，那这里的 gentle 呢，它是形容词，它指的是温和的的意思哦。So pandas are gentle animals, 它们是很温和的动物哦。 So, Clinton, can people be gentle too?
Sure, people can be gentle. For example, Tiffany is a gentle person. She cares about others.
对 ,Tiffany is a gentle person, 那表示说她是一个很温和的人,她很关心别人哦, she cares about others.
So pandas are gentle, they have soft hair, and everyone wants to hug them. That means people want to put their arms around the panda.
It's because they are so cute.
Now the next sentence says, in the past,Chinese kings even kept them as pets. Now that just means that a long time ago, kings in China kept pandas in their homes.
没有错，这里有一个片语叫做 in the past， 表示在过去很久以前哦。所以在以前的时候呢，在中国的时候呢，那些国王呢，他们是可以把这个 pandas， 把这些猫熊或熊猫呢，当作宠物来饲养的哦。So, well, I wish I could have pandas as my pets.
Sorry, you can't keep a panda as a pet because in the world there are only a few of them.
That's too bad.
I know.
Well, I guess I can only visit them in the zoos then.
Yeah. So, you'll have to go to the zoo to see a real panda. Okay, everybody, we need to take a break. Don't go away.
Meet the panda.
Reading B.
The panda is not just cute. It's also a symbol of peace. 3,000 years ago, many kings in China were fighting each other. People knew the panda was very gentle, so they drew a panda on flags.When people didn't want to fight, they would wave these flags in the air.
Pandas are really cute.
Yes, but they aren't just cute. And that means they are more than cute.
What do you mean?
I mean they are a symbol for something. Now, a symbol is a sign.Something that has another meaning.
Okay, 这里有一个 symbol 这个名词哦，它的意思叫做象征。那通常我们的用法就叫做 a symbol of something. 比如说呢 ，red roses are a symbol of love.
So pandas are a symbol for peace. Now peace means no fighting. When we have peace, everyone is happy.Life is good and not dangerous.
Peace 呢是名词的意思哦，它指的就是和平。那我们常常在选美的时候听到的那些小姐们，她们会说世界和平 ，World peace. Can you give us another example?
Sure. The war is over. People have peace now.
The war is over. 战争结束了，所以呢，人们现在就享有和平了。So.Are there any other symbols of peace?
Yeah. Another symbol for peace is a white flag. So when people want to stop fighting, to stop a war, maybe they will put a white flag in the air. Another symbol for peace is the dove. It's one kind of bird. It's very quiet and beautiful.
所以我们说和平的象征哦 ,symbols of peace, 有哪些呢比如说 a white flag, 就是白旗。所以当我们要投降的时候你想要和平的时候 ,you can put up the white flag, 你就可以举白旗。另外一个呢就是 a white dove, 白鸽它也是和平的象征。So both a white flag and a white dove are symbols of peace.
Right. And the white dove,is also very gentle, just like a panda. So for people, it's a good idea to use a gentle animal as a symbol for peace.
That's right. So I know that they drew pandas on the flag, right? So when they want peace, they will raise the flag.
Right. They'll bring the flag up and wave it in the air. Now, when you wave something, that means you move it from side to side.
Wave 呢是一个动词哦，它指的就是挥舞、舞动的意思哦。所以我们挥舞的那个国旗就是 wave the flag。那 wave 呢，它也可以当名词，指的是波浪的意思。OK， 所以比如说去海边戏水的时候，我们要小心注意那个波浪 ，watch out for the big waves。
Right. So here's another example. Jim waved his arms in the air so that everyone could see him.
所以呢 ，Jim 呢，他就是挥动了他的手臂，这样子呢，大家才看得到他喽。So pandas are symbols of peace. Are they symbols of anything else?
Well, yes, they are. Remember, I said before.That there are not many pandas in the world? Well, pandas are a symbol for animals that are in danger. So, there are only a few pandas in the world, and that means we need to protect them. So, some groups of people that help to protect animals will use the panda as a symbol.
没有错、哦、除了它是和平的象征哦 ,symbols of peace 之外呢 ,pandas 呢它还意味着什么呢就是那些濒临绝种的动物 ,animals in danger. So we have to do our best, 要尽全力去干嘛呢 ?to protect them, 去保护它们。
And pandas are also a symbol for China, because of course pandas come from China. So,In America, you might see a Chinese restaurant that has a panda on the sign. Millie, what are you doing?
I'm waving goodbye to our audience.
Oh, I guess it's time to go to Word Power, so let's say
okay.
goodbye.
Bye.
Word Power.
Okay, welcome to Panda Word Power.Our first word is slowly, slowly.
Slowly 呢，它是一个副词，缓慢地。
I like walking slowly along the river.
没错，我喜欢沿着河边呢，慢慢地走，就是所谓的漫步。
Yeah, the view there must be nice.
Yes.
The next word is gentle, gentle.
Gentle 呢，是形容词，它指的是轻柔的，温驯的。
The cat is cute and gentle.
这只猫呢既可爱呢又温驯。
Don't worry, it won't hurt you. Peace, peace.
Peace 是名词，和平的意思。它的形容词呢是 peaceful, 和平的。
Love can bring peace to everyone in the world.
That's right. 爱能够为世界上每一个人带来和平哦。
And the last word, wave.Wave.
Wave 呢是动词，是挥舞的意思。
John waved his hat in the air happily.
John 呢开心的呢在空中挥舞着他的帽子。
Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power. But stay with us.
John?
Yeah, I know John. He writes songs, and he's very easygoing.
But I heard people say that he's a little strange. He didn't talk to people at all.
Really? That's just because he's too busy writing beautiful songs. Like, dun-da-da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. He's not strange. He's perfect.
Okay, I will try to make friends with him from now on. 好，这里我们先来看一下 not at all 这个片语、哦、通常呢，我会把这个片语用在否定句当中。比方我刚才提到 John didn't talk to people at all. John didn't talk to people at all. John 呢几乎都不跟别人说话。那通常 not at all 这个片语之后呢，我们也会加一个比较负面的形容词哦。比方我可以说 ，My brother is not stupid at all. My brother is not stupid at all. 意思也就是在说我弟弟一点也不笨，他其实聪明得很哦。
Right, right. I think John will be famous someday.
Yeah.Maybe he will become a superstar.
I think so, just like Jay.
Yeah.
Meet the panda. It has black rings around its eyes. But it's not because it doesn't get enough sleep. It also moves very slowly.Is it tired? Not at all. Meet the panda. It's so gentle and soft that everyone wants to hug it. In the past, Chinese kings even kept them as pets. The panda is not just cute.It's also a symbol of peace. 3,000 years ago, many kings in China were fighting each other. People knew the panda was very gentle, so they drew a panda on flags. When people didn't want to fight, they would wave these flags in the air.
For this review time, we have a conversation between Kevin and Tina. They are at the zoo, but there are some blanks in their conversation. You need to fill them in.
我们今天的 review time 呢是填充题哦，那就是关于 Kevin 和 Tina 呢，他们到动物园去所发生的事情。那是一段对话，所以大家来填填看哦。
Kevin starts. He says,I love these elephants. They are so blank.
I love these elephants. 我喜欢这些大象哦。They are so gentle, 很温驯，对不对？
Right. Then Tina says, Yeah, I like to watch them move blank in the zoo.
I like to watch them move slowly in the zoo. You know, elephants move really slowly. 他们移动得很缓慢。
Right, when they're in the zoo.、Then Kevin says, And look, they are blank their noses to say hello.、
They are waving their noses to say hello. 所以呢他们就是怎么样挥动着他们的鼻子在打招呼。Yeah.
Hello, Kevin and Tina. Well, I hope you did well on today's review time. Don't go away.
With phrases. Not at all.
Not at all.
Kelvin, do you mind taking a picture of us?
Not at all. Say cheese.
Wait, would you mind carrying my bag?
Not at all. Give it to me.
And do you mind holding my ice cream?
Not at all. Hand it over. It tastes delicious.
Hey, why did you eat my ice cream?
So my hands are free to take pictures. Now, say cheese.
For fun!
Okay, today's tongue twister is not too long, but it might be a bit tricky.
Well, we've got the letter N here, and every single word starts with the letter N. It's a little bit crazy.
Wow, you're right.
Every word in this sentence starts with N. How many words do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words that all start with N.
Wow, that's pretty good. Okay, I want to try first.
Okay, go ahead.
It says, 9, nice, night, nurses, nurse, nicely. Okay.
Boy, this sentence is hard to understand. Okay, I know what a nurse is. Now, a nurse is a person who works in a hospital, and they can take care of you and help the doctor.
Yeah, okay. And a night nurse is somebody who works, it's a nurse who works at night. And it says that she is nice, so she must be nice if she's helping people and taking care of them.
Okay, and here's the verb, nurse, because we've got 6 words here. One of them must be a verb. So, when you nurse somebody, that just means you take care of them when they're sick.
Okay, so you can be a noun, you can be a nurse, but it can also be a verb. You can nurse somebody or help them feel better.
Right, and so these night nurses are nursing people nicely. That means they're helping them in a nice way.
And there's 9 of them. Okay, Clayton, are you ready to try it?
I am. 9 nice night nurses nurse nicely.
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 9 night nice nurses nurse nicely.
Okay, I'm going to try twice. 9 nice night nurses nurse nicely. 9 nice nice nurses nurse nicely.
I think you said 9 nice, nice, nice nurses.
9 nice, 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 nice. That wouldn't be a very good tongue twister.
Well, yes, they are nice. I don't know if they're nice, nice, nice. Let me try twice through. 9 nice night nurses, nice, nursely.
It's so difficult. It's that N sound over and over and over.
Wow, I've never seen a tongue twister like this with so many N words. And I hope I never see such a difficult N tongue twister again.